Okay, Gemara continues. Rav Shisha v'rei d'Rav Idi Amar. Chovel b'chavero nami mamona mishalem milka lalaki mehach. So we just had Rav Elazar, who found a different source for Edom Zomimin, Mona Mishal Milka Lalaki, that you don't have to darshan from the drasha of Yad B'Yad. And now in that similar vein, and Rav Elazar learned it out, because since they don't need Hasra, so that's the reason why you know that you give them the Malkis and not the Mammon and not the Malkis. Now we have, in a similar vein, Rav Shisha Reid Ravidi says that Chova B'Chavero doesn't need the drasha either. Before we had a drasha that Chov B'Chavero, the din is Mammon Velo Malkis, Misham V'Naloke. And the drasha was from Keni Nasinbo. So Rav Shisha says you don't need to come on to the drasha Keni Nasinbo. You can learn it out from the following drasha. So that's the Pasha Pshat. In other words, it's two separate Gemaras. Rav Elazar talks about Edom Zomimin and how you don't need the drasha for the Fereshim Satora that you had earlier. And Shisha Bavita says, I'm speaking about that other drasha that you had by Chovel, that you don't need that either. The Shita, however, brings something more here, which is quite interesting. And he, in a way, it's tied into the Gemara before with Abaye and Rav too. How so? Because if you remember the Tosis and Daf Lambeis and Beis, these couple of blocks are so interlocked. So it's a mila in a sense that if you get a chance to chaza, you really have a sense of koning, being koneit and being mastering it, because it really, everything plays off everything else. So Tosis pointed out earlier of Dirmas Chomechdi that within the drushes that we saw for Edom Zomimin had Ayin, Ayad Biyad, and you had the drasha of Keni Nasinbo by Chovel, but they're actually playing off each other, says Tosis. Because Tosis wondered, among other questions he had, how do you know that the case of Chovel, that you're learning out Keni Nasinbo, is talking even by Asrube? Because that's what they're trying to prove, that even by Asrube, that still you're going to have the Chiyah Mammon and not the Malkus. So the way Tosis learns and how he answers that question, who remembers? Because since you already have the drasha of Yad Biyad Ve'edim Zomin, so obviously that means that they're speaking about a person who is Chovel, and that's why they're getting Mammon, because he would have gotten Mammon. And the Chiddush is, they don't get Malkus, but they get Mammon. But what's Shaykh Mammon? If he would have had his hand cut off, what's Shaykh to do Mammon to the Edim Zomin? It's Kasha Zomam, after all. So that already tells me the basic halacha, that Chovel is not to be taken as Ayin Tachas Ayin, literally, but rather Mammon. And then we have Kein Nasinbo, so that goes to the next level, that even in a case of what? Of Asrube, that the din is, you get Mammon below Malkus. That is the way Tosef learns up the drasha of Keni Nasinbo, which really is building off of the drasha of Yad V'Yad V'Yad and Zomimin. Hopefully that's still a bit familiar, right? Which is interesting on another level, that the Gemara mentioned the two drashas together. Even the way the Gemara presented it, Rav Ila, that just like you find by Edom Zomimin, so the Gemara goes back and says, so too by Chovel. Because the truth is, as Tosis learns it, it's only with the drash of Edom Zomimin that I can get to understand by Chovel that Keni Nasinbo means Mam. Says the Shita, very interesting. So now that Rav Elazar told us that you don't need to come on to the drash of what? Of Yad V'Yad by Edom Zomimin, because I can get it from the fact that Edom Zomimin don't need Hasra, and that's the reason why we explain that they only pay, they don't get Malkus, whatever pshat you'll say, Rashi, the Ra'ar, as we saw earlier. Now that I know that Rav Elazar taught us that you're not using the drasha anymore of Yad B'Yad, so now we've lost the drasha of Chovel that we had before, which was only working off of the drasha of Yad B'Yad, as Tosis explained. Says the Shita beautifully that Rav Shisha B'Davidi is not just saying an independent point that I can come on to a new marker for Chovel. I need to, because I've lost the marker that I had before, since if I lose Yad B'Yad, if I don't use Yad B'Yad for Edom Zomin, if I get Edom Zomin Mon Misham Agoki from a different source, as Rebbe Elazar said, I need to come out to a new source for Chol. That's the chap that the Shita says, but he adds the following proviso. And this is a little bit of a toast sofer in the Shita and the Kovetz, but you realize on your own probably what it should say. He says, this point is going to be relevant for Rebbe Elazar within who? So we had Rava, who explained why you know Edom Zomin don't need Asra, and we had Abaye. According to Rava, Edom Zomin don't need Asra because there's no way to do it in terms of timing. According to Abaye, Edom Zomin don't need Asra because he kasha zaman veleka, they wanted to kill without Hasra. Now, Rav Elazar's point that you don't need to come on to Yad V'Yad, and you can figure out on your own that they get Mum and Velo Malkus. Is that Bein La Rava, Bein La Abaye, or is it only according to Rava? Bachokes between Rashi and the Ra'a. The Ra'a says in Furish that Rav Elazar's point is for Abaye as well as for Rava. And Rashi says, can it first Rava be Azil, which is clearly Mashma, that it's only within Rava that Rav Elazar's logic makes sense. And for Abaye, you have to always go back to Yad B'Yad. And exactly why it plays out that way, that we had a Mahalach, we explained it based on the Shita, why it should follow, that's from the last point, the last sugya. But the bottom line is, to say this Pshat in the Gemara, that Rav Shisha has to find a new Makar for Chovel, because when Rav Elazar said what he said, we've lost the Makar for Chovel, because if Yad B'Yad is gone, then we lost Chovel, so that's going to be true according to the Ra'a, both for Abaye and Rava, within Rav Elazar. However, according to Rashi, Abaye has to go back to Yad V'Yad. Rav Elazar's point that you don't need Yad V'Yad is only said according to Rava, not according to Abaye. So according to Abaye, you have Yad V'Yad. So this pshat is not as perfect. In other words, Rav Shisha would mean, according to Rav Elazar, within Rava, so now I need to come on to a new pshat for a source for Chovel. Yeah, okay, this is again, it's all the cheshbon that the Shita makes here. Okay, without the Shita, you would simply read the Gemara without thinking about this point and say, good, so we have another comment in the Gemara that you don't need to come on to the drasha Keni Nasibo. But in light of the Tosis earlier, where Keni Nasibo is only to teach us Astrubay because of the fact that we have Yad B'Yad, so it actually has more than that in terms of the relationship between the two Gemaras. Questions? You'll see. Well, according to Rav Elazar, again, whether it's within Abaye or only according to Rava, that was the Machokis Rashi and the Ra'a. That the Tos Sofer is that he says Rashi means Ra'a, and then afterwards it should say Rashi. That's what I'm referring to. You look in the Shita, you'll see what I mean. But once I say Rav Elazar within either by and Rava or just Rava, so what I have here is Yad B'Yad is not the source for Edom Zomin. I don't accept that Rashi of Yad B'Yad. Now go back to the Tosus Mechdi. If I don't have Yad B'Yad Beidim Zomin, I don't have the right to learn out by Chovel that even by Asruve. So I've lost the Mokar of Asruve.
Can you still use Yad B'Yad to teach us that in general?
No, you mean, I mean, if I don't accept the Drasha, I don't accept the Drasha. Maybe what you're quibbling is as follows. Once I have the source that, once I have the source that Eden Zomin is Mam Velo Malkus, then I know Yad B'Yad means that. So then I should be able to know to know Chovel as well. Words, I can plug it into Yad B'Yad. I don't know.
Yeah, well, once Yad, I know... The answer of Yad B'Yad was that you get Mamon and not Yad Mash. So if we're saying that Mamon Mishal Mikol Alaki...
See, but that alone should tell me to Chovel. You know, it's why I don't need the Yad B'Yad for it. Good question. But the difference is, maybe the point is that everyone hear the question. Eitan asks a good question. No, so what's the difference if it's Yad B'Yad or it's the Svar of Rav Elazar? But either way, I'll use that to build Techovel to say that's even by Astrube. But what's the difference? No. So tell me what rebut that. No?
Go ahead. Tosso said that Yad B'Yad was a source for everywhere there's Mamon. This would just be a specific Svar we're giving specifically by Edom Zomim. That who said that would transfer within general.
So it's Rabbi Eden Zomin, and why is it a raya that? See, and why is it a raya that's a raya to everywhere? Because the Eidim Zomimin are only getting mamon because obviously the person they were made on was getting mamon. So that, and Yad B'Yad says, means mamon, davanitim yad liyad. If I'm not using the word, the drasha Yad B'Yad, then I don't know what they're getting. I know they're not getting malchus. I'm getting, let's say, the ra'ah. I'm getting they're getting the onus as medina. Doesn't say mamon, medina. And not the onus, it's not medina. So good. So maybe medina means cut off their hand. I mean, I don't have any marker yet that chovel is mamon manish. I still would need kain nasim bo for that. I wouldn't be able to use kain nasim bo for astrubet. It's only if I have the yad biyad, which means dava nitan biyad liyad, which means mamon. Now I already know that the basic halach of chovel is to pay money and not literally cutting the hand off. And now I use kain nasim bo to even tell me by astrubet. So that's the cheshbon. This sheet is actually interesting because he comes back to it later on in the Hemshach HaGemar. You'll see there's a fringe benefit of this extra twist in terms of understanding something later in the Gemara. The Gemara poses a question, and seemingly if you just learn the Gemara Kipshuto, that it's not like he has to tell me a new makar for Chovel. He's simply presenting a possibility, then we're going to have a Ha'ara later on that will remain a question. But in light of this, we have an answer. So keep this in mind. We'll get to that soon. Okay, so what does he say? What does Avshisha say? He says, here's my marker. It says in a pasuk, and this is always kedai, if you don't have a chance to look at the Chumash yet, you should definitely look at it. You ever see a drasha that's intricate? You have to see the psukim. V'chi yinatzu anashim, it says in pasuk in Mishpatim, v'chi yinatzu anashim, v'nagfu isha hara, yatzu yiladeha. So it talks about a story of people who are fighting. V'chi yinatzu anashim. And as a result of this argument, there was another casualty, and that was the woman. They were not intending to strike the woman, but she was this pregnant woman. And meanwhile, she aborted as a result of being this casualty of this argument where the person who was fighting against his friend ended up hitting the woman. Oh, so it depends. Depends what exactly happened. What about the woman? She lost the baby. She lost the fetus. What about the woman? So the pasuk says, "V'lo yia'ason, ano she'yanish." That means if the woman, pasuk pshat, ason referring to the woman, "V'lo yia'ason," the woman did not die, then ano she'yanish, then this person has to pay dmei vlados, which is an example of chavala. It's a type of dmei chavala. It's an example of dmei chavala. That's we're using this as a model for chovel in general. And it says, "V'im ason yia." And if, in fact, there'll be an ason, the woman died, then the pasuk says, "Minasata nefesh tachas nafesh." And here you have a machlokas, how to teach those words, nefesh tachas nafesh. So let's go slow. The Amar Rabbi Elazar, the matzus shebemisa hakasuv medaber d'chsiv v'masam yev nasata nefesh tachas nafesh. What is the lesson? The matzus. Not a word we're used to seeing. You look at the word, you think it means mitzvos, right? It's not what it means. Matzus, matzah means milashen nitzim, right? Moshe Rabbeinu saw shnei anashim ivrim nitzim, right? Ki yinatzu anashim, like it says over here. What is the lashon yinatzu? That they're fighting. What type of an argument are we discussing? The matzus shebemisa hakasav medaber, meaning that what was the intention here when they were striking each other, and the two people were arguing, it was with intention to kill. Rashi says, "Matzus shebemisa shemiskaven hayo lahargo hakasav medaber dechsiv." And why does he say this? Why does he say matzus shemiskaven medaber? The Gemara says, "Dechsiv m'ason yia v'nasata nefesh tachas nafesh." And what's the interpretation of nefesh tachas nafesh? Mamish, nefesh mamish. Now, the alternative would be nefesh tachas nafesh, in the same way that ayin tachas ayin in the other section of Chovel means restitution, monetary restitution. So it means dmei nefesh. But if you learn nefesh tachas nafesh means nefesh mamish, so then you have to assume that there was intention to kill. But what else do you have to assume now? That niskavin laharogezeh, baharogezeh, which is what we have in this story, because originally he was intending to kill his friend, and what happened? Im asun yia, that means he killed the woman, v'nasata nefesh tachas nafesh, that he has to pay with his life. So that would mean that iskaven gara gezev hara gezev is what? It's chayiv. So it says Rashi, hakas of medaber. The pasuk is talking about matzus shebemisa. Dechsevim asan yia shemesa haisha v'nasata nefesh va'af al pishelon iskaven elu chaveru. Even though his intention wasn't to kill the woman, but the blow that he gave was a blow that had in it kidei lahamis with an intention to kill. He just had an intention to kill a different person. Vashmi'inan, and here we would be, the Torah would be teaching us, niskavim agizev agizechayv. This is one interpretation of this section. When it says nefesh tachas nefesh, it means nefesh mamish. And we're talking, and obviously, therefore, the intention was to kill, just was to a different person, different target. So, Rav Shisha is working in this shita that learns pshat in the pasuk that it's referring to matzus shebemisa, and we're talking about niskaven agezev agezeh, and we assume chayiv because nefesh tachas nefesh means misa. That's assumption number one. That he's going to use to build his case that Chovu b'chaveiro mamon mishalom lo kololaki. So far, good. Everybody, any questions? Clear, right? So now he continues. Hey chidami. Now, what's that case talking about? He was niskaven laharog azeh v'harag azeh. Either lo asrubei, if the case was that he was not warned about the aveira of ritzicha, so amai mikdil. You can't tell me then nasata nefesh tachas nefesh, he's going to get killed for having killed the woman, even though she was not the intended target. But we hold niskaven laharog azeh v'harag azeh. But obviously, you're assuming there was asra here. There was asra for being a rotzeach, for killing. Okay, he was niskaven to this person. He was niskaven to be rotzeach, and he was warned about it. So if he was not warned, it's not shech to kill him for having killed whoever. Elamai elapshita da'asrube. So obviously the case must be in the Chumash that he was warned not to kill. So now we have another assumption. So it's obviously built into the case that there was a hasra for misa. Now the Gemara is continuing. So this the second assumption, besides for teaching the pasuk as that the matzus shebemisa kasa medaber, the second assumption is that if a person received hasra for an onesh chamur, so bechlal that is a hasra for onesh akal. In other words, misa is chamur and malchus is kal. And to give hasra and to receive hasra, we'll see the different angles of hasra. There's an inyan of yater atzmo misa, that seems to be the issue. And our sugya Tosus will bring this in. There's a halacha of yater atzmo misa, that he gets warned and he accepts afa pikein, I'm prepared, you know, whatever consequences. That's part of the halacha of asra. So if a person is mekabel asra ledava chamur, so included in that is already asra that's chal with all of what asra means for an onesh kal, which therefore is malchus relative to misa. So therefore, in this asra for misa is included a asra for malchus, which is less chamur than misa. Now let's go back to the pasuk. The amar achmana. So we have a case if the woman would die, then what would be the chiyuv? The chiyuv would be misa. Obviously, there was asra. And asra for misa is by extension asra for davar kal, meaning for malchus. So there was asra that would be a valid asra vis-a-vis malchus. Malchus for what? For the aveira of lo yosef. Okay. The amar rachmana the lo yiya asam. Ano sheyanish. And if what? If the woman did not die. What if the woman did not die? So there was a potential that she could have died, whoever could have died, but she didn't. So the Torah says that he gets slapped with an onesh of dmei vlados, which is a form of what type of tashlumin? Tashlumei chavala. It's an example of tashlumei chavala. So what do you see? You see that Chovu b'chaveiro, the rule is, even though there was asra for malchus, it was asrubei because asra for misa included asra for malchus, and yet you see by chovel that you pay mamon and you don't get malchus. What does Rashi say? What's the asra? If you're going to kill this guy, you'll be killed. So obviously there was asra. L'davar chamor is misa. Havi musa l'davar kal. That's called asra for davar kal. Meaning, what's the davar kal? Sh'im yakenu v'lo yamus. That let's say this haka will not result in death. Yoke. So by giving masra for the potential of misa, within that is a hasra that if it won't lead to misa, if it will only be haka without misa, there will be malchus. And yet the Torah says the chi ain sham chi of misa ye onesh mevlados. The afa gab the ikasra lemalchus al mimsam in a log. Let's pause for a second, just think about this. So what is the basic, what's the building block of this raya? Because we set up the case, the Pasuk in Chumash, we're discussing the Manda Omar, Nasata Nefesh Tachas Nefesh is Misa, Niskam Gazebo is Chayiv. Obviously there was an intention to kill. And since he would be killed for, even though there was an unintended target, but we hold that's also Machayiv and Misa, obviously there was Asra. Point one. If there was asra for misa, so now we're assuming that counts as asra for malchus. Malchus, we assume now, is kal from misa. Therefore, you have asra for malchus. And yet, if there would be no ason, so then he pays mevlados. So you see, by chovel mammon below malchus. I want to ask you a couple of questions here, Shas, just to think about. This hasra for malchus. What's the asra for malchus, vis-a-vis malchus? What does it mean? If it won't have the result of misa, then it'll be malchus. How could that count as asra for malchus? Aren't we getting into the problem called hasras safek? Who knows if it's going to be hakar she'imba? That's not going to lead to misa. The hakar had the potential to kill, no? Obviously it had the potential to kill. Just that, it turned out it didn't kill. Could have killed. It was a car. There was a blow that was strong enough to kill. So how could the asra count for malchus? Isn't that asra suffic? What do you think to such a kasha? It's machokas asra suffic shmasra. The pashtus, this hakar should have done what? Kill. It was kedei lohamis. Okay, lucked out. Whoever lucked out. They didn't die. How could that hasra that should have killed but didn't count as asra l'malchus? Is it not asra safik? What do you say?
See, asra safik is not whether you're going to get the onus, whether you're going to do the misa vera or not. So I'm going to hit the person. That's asra on that. It's not whether I'm going to get misa or malchus, whether I'm going to do the actual vera, whether I'm going to be over on the isser.
It might not be. Right. It's not clear that he's going to get the onus.
Asra safik means like, not clear. I'm not sure I'm going to hit.
It's not clear he's going to get the onus. What?
If I might not hit the person, then I won't do the there at all. The case we've had before is you might not do the law because you might be mechayim asir or any of those cases. But if you're doing this,
if it's a suffix, whether it will come to Uday Malchus, why isn't that called? You're telling him if you do this, you're going to get Malchus. But he might not get Malchus.
You're not saying you're going to get Malchus if you do this.
Well, that's part of maybe the answer here. What was the asra? You'll get misa, but musa l'davar chamor having musa l'davar kal. This is maybe why it's not a kasha, but that's not what you're saying. But in other words, technically, if the hasra for malchus is not clear cut, leave out the case over here. Maybe that's the answer. This is a different gather here. But hasra that's not automatically bound up with the inevitability of getting that onus, doesn't that mean hasra suffic? Who had question? Yeah, David.
Because, like, let's say I punch somebody with the intent to kill him. So, in a sense, I'm doing a Kabbalah as well. So, I could theoretically...
But the Hakar could have led to death or led to Malchus. But it might not lead to Malchus. That's what I'm wondering.
It's directly included in it, though.
In what way is it included? What do you mean exactly?
Well...
In what sense is it included? Why is it not a Sarasafik vis-a-vis Malchus? That's what I'm asking you.
According to this assumption, should it be a Sarasafik vis-a-vis Malchus also?
Yeah.
Why is it any different?
Because the pashtus it would kill.
But maybe it's not malchus.
Okay, so you're making the question stronger. All right.
Do you get the chi of malchus even if you do kill them? It's just that it's superseded by the nisa, and really it's not a asra safek because no matter what you're getting the chi of malchus.
I mean, you're saying in every Ritzicha there's a Lo Yosef. It's an interesting point. I mean, Chas Chinuch maybe makes this point. In every Ritzicha there should be a violation of Lo Yosef. Ritzicha, at least, Derech HaKah. He's saying what? But there should be Malkus and the Misa Patris and Malkus. That's what's going on. Every Ritzicha, the Misa is Patris and the Malkus. That already is interesting. Is that correct, though? What you're saying? In other words, even a car that has that kills pashtus, you're right. If it's a lo yosef, but wait a second. But if you lemais the misa pashtus and malchus, so why does that take away? Why does that mean it's not a svar suffik? You're not going to get the malchus.
You're going to be a malchus.
What do you mean? But doesn't a svar suffik mean that it's bad that you're going to get the onus that you're being warned about? Why is the kasha maybe a backwards question? It's not. It's a trick question in a sense, because let me hear from more people. Yeah,
maybe when it says moser al davar cham or having moser al davar kal, is that when you do the, you get, just like you get warrants for, like, if you would have killed the person, you get it. If you weren't going to kill the person, you also get a chiyuv malchus on you.
So what do you mean exactly? Why is not hasra suffik on the malchus?
Because you're getting hasra if you don't kill the person. You get it's that's the davar kal. It's included in it.
So what he's trying to say is, see, we start with Spanteta's question. So why is the Gabi Misa is not Hasra Suffolk? But let's even assume now, for the Misa, it's not Hasra Suffolk. The Pashtus is supposed to kill. So what's our problem? On the Malkus level, it's Hasra Suffolk. But wait a second. What makes Hasra for Malkus? What makes Hasra for Malkus? He wasn't giving Hasra for Malkus. He's giving Hasra for Misa. So answer is, because the Hasra for Misa encompasses Hasra for Malkus. So do I have the problem of Hasra Suffolk on the Hasra for Misa? If I assume not, then it's not fair to ask a question, but on the Malkus is Hasra Suffolk. If it's a valid Hasra for Misa without any trappings of Hasra Suffolk, then you have Hasra for Malkus in that. You can't isolate it and say, well, on the Malkus, Hasra Suffolk. It's only Hasra for Malkus to the extent that it's Hasra for Misa. If it's Hasra for Misa and that's a valid Hasra, that's not Hasra Suffolk, then that Hasra counts for Malkus. If it's a perfect Hasra for Misa and Malkus is less Chamor, and Musa Dava Chamor, Musa Dava Ka, what all these things mean, we have to see more carefully in Tosis, Bechuli. But if it's a Hasra for Dava Chamor, Hasra Dava Ka, then that's the Hasra that works for Malkus. It's an unfair question. Oh, it's a Hasra Suffolk on Malkus. It might not lead to Malkus because it's supposed to kill. No, if it's a Hasra on Misa, then it's a Hasra on Malkus by definition. Is that what you're going to say? Not quite. But you hear it. So, back to Eitan. So why isn't a Hasra Suffolk for Misa? Because then you have to ask yourself, so what makes...
It's Masah Shev Misa. You are.
This is what he's doing. He's intending to kill. It's intended to kill. It has the potential to kill, and it killed, or it didn't kill in the end, but it could have killed. So the Hasra Zavad is a Hasra Zavad for me. That's what it's supposed to do. The fact that it fell short, okay, but it was a valid Hasra for Misra. My question was, but for Malkus, it should be Hasra Zavad because it should have killed. No! If it should have killed, it makes Hasra for Misra. It's Hasra for Misra. It's Hasra for Malkus. Assuming, Masa Davacha, Masa Davacha, then it's a valid Hasra. That's one question. Yeah.
How would they even know if it's Masah Shev Misa?
How can they be sure? Maybe they can tell. They can tell from the way it's Miskatan Hayelo Hargo. Maybe it's pretty good. Maybe. How can they know what's going through his mind? What his intention was?
He's yelling, "I'm going to kill you."
Okay. Maybe.
Why does it matter?
They give Masra, right? You know, do they have to know exactly what's in his mind? As long as it could be that.
But if we're saying,
you mean how you was escaping a misa?
Right.
It could have been a shogeg or something. No, so that's always a question. Whenever you have a tzicha, it's not a question. Dafkin is Gemara. Yeah, anytime you have a sra for a tzicha, how do you know it was escaping the mazid? Maybe it was a shogeg.
If we're answering that the reason it's not Hasra Suffolk is because we assume the guy's going to kill it.
Yeah, so that's the same
and
way.
Any reason. You don't have to have a way of knowing.
No, so that, again, that's not our Kasha Niz Gemara. Anytime you see a case of a Tzicha where there's Hasra, you have to ask your question and figure out the answer. Why isn't it Hasra? How do they know his intention? Maybe it was a shogeg. The answer is it's obviously Muchach in one way or another from the context that there was intention to kill and it was amazed. And then they warned him, and he says he's Makabal Hasra for that. So that's pretty clear after everything that this was an intention to kill, and this was that he was accepting as Hasra. The question Agamar is whether that Hasra counts for Malkus. All I'm saying is a simple point. But to the extent that the Hasra for Misa counts for Hasra for Misa, and you hold that Bechlau that is Hasra for Malkus, then it automatically is Hasra for Malkus. You can't say it's Hasra Suffolk for Malkus. It's Hasra Zvadeh for Misa. It's Hasra for Malkus too. Good. Another question. This is Mashal raises this question. Maybe we could wait for Tosis for it. He says, no, Hasra is Lahafkin in Shogi Gomezid. How does he know? How does he know there's anything wrong in Hakka? You know, in other words, regarding Lo Yosef, he could be a Shogeg. How could he get Malkus? If Asra's function, one of the functions of Asra is Lahafkin in Shogi Gomezid, so how could it be that he got Asra from Misa so he can get Malkus afterwards? Where's the bottom line of the Asra is to distinguish between Shogeg and Mezid. Where does that relate to Lo Yosef? You never addressed the Lo Yosef. You only addressed Lo Sirtzach. So on the Lo Yosef, he's a Shogeg. Where was how does Asra accomplish what's supposed to accomplish? The Havrin and Shogeg and Mezid on the Lo Yosef. So here, the Mashal says, there are two dinim in Hasra. There's Lahafchim Shogi Lamezid, and there's another din that is called Yatir Atzmo Lamisa, and that's learned out of a pasuk. You have the Gemara I gave you from Sanhedrin and Aleph, right? The Gemara learns it out. The Gemara learns it out Hasra from a pasuk from the Beis, and the Gemara learns out Yatir Atzmo Lamisa as well from a pasuk. The Gemara, the Braisa states on Nemam Beis, Makir Matem also Nakli Harag Yisrael Harag Yisrei. They ask the Aiden these questions. Yisrei Simbo, did you give Hasra? Kibel Olav Hasra? Kiter Atzmo Lamisa? One of the questions that they ask the Aiden is, did you give Hasra? Did he untie himself, so to speak, to accept Misa? That's required. So the Gemara explains on Mem Aleph here, what's the source for this? First wide line. Yumas hames, he has to be matir atzmo lemisa. It's a din in Hasra. Yatir atzmo lemisa. The Rambam paskins this halacha. Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Yud Beis, halacha Beis. The Rambam brings the idea of Hasra, shalunitna elafkim in shogi gomezid. But then he says, "Kate said Masrimbo." He told them, "Perosh O Al Tasa Shizu Averihi V'Chayva Tala Misas Based in O Malkus in Pirish Putter M'Shasak O Hirkin Berosho Putter." If he quiet or he just shakes his head, Putter. Afilu Amar Yudeani. Even if he says, "Yeah, I know," Putter Ad Sheyatir Atzmo L'Misa says the Rambam V'Yomer Al Menas Kenani Ose. What does he have to do? What does he have to respond? Not just I know, not just about knowledge. What does he have to do? Understand? I'm prepared for that. I'm prepared to do it even on those grounds. It's interesting. We just discussed Edom Zomin. They don't need Asra, but the Gemara was discussing the possibility of Asra. What would it mean by Edom Zomin? Yater Atzmo Lemisa. You're telling them, if you're lying, you better desist. And if you don't, you're going to get the onus of Kasha Zama. And what would mean Yatar Atzmo Lemisa? I'm saying the Eidah Sheker anyway, but it's hard to know how to translate Yatar Atzmo Lemisa to the case. But if you remember Rav Shimon that we did on Thursday, Rav Shimon learned that the whole discussion of that Gemara, of the reasons that the Gemara gave why Edom don't need Asra, Rav's reason and Abaye's reason is relating to what aspect of Asra, said Rav Shimon, the Yatar Atzmo Lemisa, and it's that Hasra that could have been done even after the Edus, whereas the Rambam's reason, which he explained in a different way, that the Rambam says that they don't need Asra because in Behen Maisa, as Rav Shimon gave his own pshat in that, so what did he say that relates to what issue of Asra? Lavcha Mishogi Gomezid. So there's two dinim in Hasra. There's Lavcha Mishogi Gomezid, and there's a Yatir Atzmo Lemisa that has to happen as well. So what the Mashal says, and we'll see more in this in Tosas here in the bottom, is that what does the Marshal say back to our question? So maybe he doesn't know about the Isser called Lo Yosef. So what does the Marshal say? Everyone knows that. That the Hafkin, you don't need Asra for that. He knows it's Asra to be Makeh Chavero. So the only issue at stake here is what issue in Hasra? Yatat v'lemisa. So within Musfer l'davar chom or Musfer l'davar kal, that means that if he's Makavel Asra and he's Matat v'lemisa, it's included in that to be Matat v'lemalkas. And as far as the Hafkin ben Shogin Amazah, that he knows of it. So that's the Mashal on this point in the Gemara. I have one more question for you. Okay, so we discussed the issue of maybe Asra Safik. We kind of know it's not Asra Safik. It's not Asra Misa. It's Asra Malkus. And what about, he doesn't know about the, he's a shogig on Lo Yosef? No, that's for sure he knows Lo Yosef. He knows the Issa. But he's not Yat Atzmo. But that's where the Musa Dover Chama works. It's considered to be that it's as if he was Matir Atzmo for Dover Kal. I have one more ha'ara. The Minchas Chinuch quotes this Rashi all over the place in his Sfarim, in his, you know, in various mitzvahs. The Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf regarding Hasra. Pashtas, the Ram doesn't hold like this Rashi, so it's, the Ram wouldn't be a problem. But Rashi seems to say the following Tosis and Bava Kam in the beginning also is Mashba this way. When a person is given Hasra, do the Eidim have to specifically say the name of the Isser, the Pasuk in the Torah that specifically warns about this Isser, or is enough to say it's Usser and you'll get an onus? So Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf sounds like when you're giving Asra, you have to use the exact lav in the Torah where the Torah expressed that mitzvah, that Isser. Rashi is talking about Shavuos Sheker, Shavuos Shav, when it, what Isser is it? Ochel v'lo ochel, says the Gemara, as harase mehachal, as shavu v'shmiru ashaker, achalti v'lo achalti, says the Gemara, is shav, v'as harase mehlo sisa, konamos over below yachel. So Rashi says throughout this Amud, Amud Beis, Chaf Amud Beis, v'hamasver bo tzorach lahasver, hasos bo shu over b'as harasos, shavu v'shmiru ashaker. And by the case of the sha'avar, achalti v'lo achalti, if a person swears on the past, then as harase milosisa, meaning va'amikrazet tzarach lehasros bo, says Rashi. Rashi is masma that hasra requires that you have to identify for the person, the violator, the exact pasuk that the Torah said in Chumash that he's going to be violating. So I don't understand Pashit this, I don't have an answer to. I don't know how to learn this Gemara now. Because how could you say, Musvu Davachamur? I mean, maybe you can get around it the same way we did before, but it's a little harder. I mean, L'chaira, if Hasra requires that you identify the Isser, so where was there any identification of Lo Yosef? All you did was you identified Lo Sirtzach. But if Asra is by definition requiring you to identify the Shem HaYisr in the Torah, so how could Hasra for Lo Sirtzach, how could you even say these words, Musa Davachom of Musa Davakal, from the perspective of Yatat Molomisa, good. From the perspective that he knows it's Asr, the Mashal says, you already have that. But what about the Halacha in Hasra that you have to identify the Shem HaYisr? Where do you have that fulfilled if you never identify the Isra? Unless you go back to what Aaron said before, every Lo Sirtzach has a Lo Yosef, so maybe it's talking that he said it. I don't know. But that doesn't sound right, because then he gave the Hasra for Lo Yosef. He didn't say Lo Yosef out of his mouth, the Masra. He only said Lo Sirtzach. So how can you use that as Hasra for Malkus if for Rashi in Shavuos Daf Chaf, it's not enough to just tell him you're doing an Aveira and you'll get punishment X, Y, or Z, but you also have to identify the Pasuk in Chumash that relates to that Isser. Where do you identify Lo Yosef? I don't know. How could you get away with Musa Davar HaDavachai? You didn't mention the Pasuk of the Davar Kal. I don't know. I mean, again, Minchas Chinuch uses Rashi left and right. In terms of Antosis and Bava Kam in the beginning could be, also works with this for this premise. This I don't really know what to say.
Why is it worse than the Yatir Atzmo?
So before we were saying that even on the issue, you have to ask more the issue of Hasra Safik.
Before that.
Before I said Hasra Safik, if it's a perfect Hasra for Misa, then it works for Malkus. That's because if it's not Hasra Safik for Misa, then it counts for Malkus. I understand for that. But here, how could you use it for Malkus? You lost out on the identifying the Isser. You have to identify the Isser. If you identify the Isser Chamor, that counts as if you identify the Isser Kaud, Atkedekach. To me, it's harder. If you say it wasn't Asra Suffix for the Isser Chamor, so the Asra is valid. So then it counts as Asra for the Davar Kaud. Okay. But if you say that there's Halacha in every Asra that you have to identify the Shema Isser, so how could you use Asra for Davar Chamor for Davar Kaud? You didn't identify the Isser, the Shema Isser. You didn't say Lo Yosef out of your mouth. That's what I'm wondering about. Lo Yodea. I mean, again, it's based on the Rashi. Rashi says that's what a Sra means. How do you get around that issue?
There's a separate question about this. If you had something like a guy trying to be Maktir, like for Avodah Zarah on Shabbos, or something like that, so, and all you do is give a warning, don't do that because it's Avodah Zarah, how could it be for Shabbos also?
Okay, fine. So you won't have the Asra on Shabbos and Chol Shabbos. You'll have to mention all whatever Yisurim you have. You have to mention all of them. I agree. Okay, fine.
Others, it's not a Mosra L'Dover Rechal Moravi, Mosra L'Dover Rechal.
First of all, they're both Onish Misa, so what's the difference?
Let's say I thought of a better example, but the second thing is a Kal.
So then, okay.
If you're so gig by the call, it doesn't seem, if this is the same idea, it doesn't seem to matter that he knew that the call is even us, or maybe.
Okay. Yeah.
The guy knows that if he kills a guy, he's going to be tied. Isn't it obvious that when he doesn't kill him?
Why? I understand the question. If he knows he's going to have he's going to suffer consequences of chiyum misa if he kills, so
he knows he shouldn't do it.
Okay. But hasra again. There's two nyanim. Hasra is the hafchim shel gemeizin. Hasra is yater atzmo. So he was mater atzmo misa. Does that count from being mater atzmo? In that, is that included the Yater Atzmo, that it can also be he's accepting on himself the onus of Malkus. To the extent, that's part of the question. That's part of the question. So fine. So that could be a shayla. Open question. Yes or no? Tosis is going to try to figure out clearly what could the issue depend on. Tosis seems to say this at the end of the day, that is the Yater Atzmo Lumisa going to also include the onus Kal? I'm asking another question. First I asked you Hasra Safik, and then I'm asking you now with Rashi. But where was the identification of the lab? Yeah.
I'm just speculating right now. Does the Gemara talk about Yatir Atzmo Malkus?
That's a big tumo nachronim. Do you need Yatir Atzmo? The Gemara doesn't. That's what's interesting. Right. The Gemara only learns out. It's a very important point. The Gemara darshins Yumas Hames. So it's a big tumult whether there is in fact such a halacha of Yatir Atzmo Malkus. Shmos in one Rambam, another Rambam. Not simple.
Right, so I was going to say, based on the two dinim in Hasra, the Hafnim bin Shogeg Gemeizin definitely works across the board. Anytime that Chavala is Aser, we know that he's doing it Gemeizin because he knows what he's doing is wrong, regardless of the Isser he said.
But not for the right reason, not for the reason that...
Right, but regardless of the Isser, we know whether or not he's doing his actions with intention to do something.
But Rashi says you need to know the Isser too, but that's fine. Okay, yeah.
Even for that component?
I know. Rashi says if you give everything but you don't tell him the label of the pasuk, exact mikra, that's not asra according to Rashi. That's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. Unless Rashi's only chatchila, I don't know. Rashi says sarcha hastros, but with that, pashtas it would fail the test of asra. But I leave Rashi aside, but okay.
Right, so I was going to say the Bahafim bin Shogel Amazin would work whether or not you quote the exact Isser, but Yatra was Lamitza, Katsu Lamitza, only for that component you would need.
Only for
tell
Misa.
Which Isser you're violating, that it's going to result in Misa. Whereas if he's over on a different lab that results in Malkus, you don't necessarily have to delineate it as clearly.
Okay, if you don't need Yatash Malkus, that is. All right, I'll copon him. So this is just one little pause in the Gemara, right? So the Gemara has this. This is the raya that Rav Shisha brings to prove again that Chovel v'chaveiro is mamon v'lo malkus. Again, there are three points that the raya is built on. Three assumptions, right? What are they? Number one, teaching the pasuk of nefesh tachas nefesh is nefesh mamish, which means niskam gavzevel gavzev is chayiv. And now we can, based on that assumption, we get to the second assumption. So obviously we're talking with Hasra, but now what's the second assumption? That Musa Udava Chamor is Musa Udava Kal. And the third assumption is that when you talk about Misa Malkis, that we have Misa is Chamor, Malkis is Kal. Okay, and that's why now we can say, well, and if there was no Ason, then there's Dvei Vlados. Either was Hasra that was Chal for Malkis, because it's Musa Udava Chamor, Musa Udava Kal, and you see you're paying for Chavala, even though there was Asra for Malkus. So as it says to Gemara, we're going to challenge these assumptions. Maskev bar Ravashi. So Ravashi asks, Mimai the Musul Davar Chamor Havi Musul Davar Kal? Dilma lo Havi. So challenge number one is, maybe that is not true. A Musul Davar Chamor is not automatic Musul Davar Kal. You have to have Hasra Davar Kal, and it wouldn't count, but the fact that you had a Davar Chamor. Exactly what is this machokas about? We'll have to see more carefully. Tosis discusses a little bit. But we could say it's not true. Musa Davar Chamor is not Musa Davar Kal. Point one. Point two. And Imtim Salomar Havi, even if you tell me that Musa Davar Chamor is Musa Davar Kal, Mimai de Misa Chamura. Dilma Malkus Chamor. Maybe Malkus is Chamor Mimisa. Now, first glance, astounding statement. Malkus is chomer mimisa. In other words, really, musul davar chomer is musul davar kal, but after all, Malkus is more chomer, so you can't have a schal for misa that is schal for Malkus. So he supports this idea. In what sense do we say Malkus is chomer mimisa? Because listen to the statement of Rav, the Amar Rav. El mole nagdua lachananya mishova zarya. Hochu et salma. Rav said that had they whipped Hanan Mishav Azariah, then they would have ended up bowing down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. The story in Daniel Gimel, Paragimel, Capital Gimel, all in Aramaic, so we have really a challenge to read through it. Nebuchadnezzar Malka Avat Slain Didav, he made a golden image, and it describes its dimensions and where it was, and he sent a message, everybody's got to bow down to this statue. We have to know, is it Avodah Zarah? Was it real Avodah Zarah? Was it not? Tosus will discuss this. The Rishonim will discuss this. At the end of the day, there were three people who did not want to bow down, and as a result, they were thrown into the furnace. Misha Anna, Hanana, Misha Vazar, Toch Kifshana Eish, Hu Ya'anenu, we'll say it in a couple of days, in Slichas, right? So now, they were Moshe Nefesh, and there was a miracle that they, in fact, were not burnt, and that was the Kiddush Hashem, that they did not bow down to the idol. So what did Rav say? It was just a question of putting themselves out, being willing to die, of Kiddush Hashem, that they were able to do that. They were willing to surrender their life, and Hashem made a miracle for them. But had it been that they would have struck them with Malkus, Nagdua, now Rashi says Yisurim, interesting, see what to make of the Rashi, Pashup Shat, Nagduya, the idea being that it wouldn't have just been about killing them, but it would have had an element of Yisurim, which is torture. So then they would have actually consented to bow down. Would that have been allowed for them? That's the big question. Right? How could that be? It's Avodah Zarah. But what is the point of the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't get into that issue. That's what Tosis discusses. What is the Gemara's focus? So what do you see, relatively speaking, in a hierarchy? What is considered to be more chamor? Malkus. Malkus is more chamor. You see, Hanan Mishav Azariah could not have withstood the temptation, and they would have given in, they would have buckled. If it would have been a question of Yisurim, of Malkus, they would have buckled, and they would have bowed down. So you see, Malkus is chamor. Now, at first glance, what does that mean? Objectively, it's more chamor. Which Averis in the Torah get Malkus? We know. Lavin. Which Averis get Misa? Presumably more severe transgressions. So in what sense would we say Malkus is Chamor here? Pashtus, what's the simple answer? Does Gemara mean objectively Malkus is Chamor? What does the Gemara mean then? In what respect? in people's psyche, in person's psychology, what is a person more worried about? What is a person more afraid of? What is a person more, you know, wanting to avoid? Misa is a one-shot deal. They give up their life and that's it. Yisurim is a different story. Malkus is we gather Yisurim. So why is that relevant for Hasra? Because we say Musul Adava Chamor is Musul Adava Kal. But that's a function of, you said, Yata Atzmol Misa. It's a function of what the person is prepared to endure. Hasra is about what are you willing, Afal Pikein, I'm going to do it anyway. So now the question of Chamor and Kal is not measured by objective standards, but what should be measured by in terms of Yata Atzmol Misa, in terms of Hasra. Individually, what to me, what's more, what can I bear, what can I not bear? So that's the simple way to read the Gemara. The Gemara is not making a statement that Malkus is Chamor in an objective sense. Before we had a discussion of Misa and Malkus and Mammon in terms of Mammon Ukumachum, we analyzed over there also. But there, you know, you have to know in that context what the Gemara meant. But here, it would seem more Mistaver. The issue is more about human nature, right? So the point the Gemara is, the second challenge of Ravashi is, even if I'll grant that Musa Dava Chama is Musa Dava Kal, but from the perspective of Misa Malkus, maybe Malkus is more Chama than Misa. So you've lost your Raya. Oh, so that second challenge of Ravashi, the Gemara pushes back on. Amalei Rav Sama Berei de Rav Asi L'Ravashi V'Amri La Rav Sama Berei de Rav Asi. Either way, it was a retort to Ravashi. It's either the son of Ravashi himself who said to his father, or it was Rav Sama Ravashi said to Ravashi. What did they say? This second point is not really a legitimate point, because your raya from Chanan Rav Azari is not a good raya from Rav's statement. And you don't realize that you can distinguish very well between haka sheyesh lo kitzva. What's the example that the Malkus has given by Beis Din, which is however many, the maximum is 39 lashes. And the case of Hakah She'en Lo Kitzva, that's the Malchus, let's say Nebuchadnezzar, where you never know where it's ending, it could be indefinite, you don't know the torture, it can be continuous. In other words, the fact that Rav said that they would have buckled if they would have had to deal with the potential of Nagdua, of Yisurim, of lashes, that's En Lo Kitzva. So that's where they would have given in. And bow down. So in that respect, that type of hakash elo kitzva is more chomer than misa. But hakash yeshlo kitzva is certainly what on the hierarchy is certainly below misa. So in that respect, you could, if you would assume a musa davacham musa davakal, then you would have a raya. You would have a raya that chov b'chavero is mamon v'lo malkus. That's what they're pushing back on the second taina of Rav Ashi. Rashi says, "Lo shani lach yisui amalchus hakash engel kitzvi amalchus yesh kol kitzvi." Boy. Okay, so Rav Ashi had two questions. The second question gets pushed back on. But meanwhile, that was the point that Rav Ashi made against the raya of Rav Shisha. But now Maskef la Rav Yaakov minar pekod. Rav Yaakov minar pekod. He had another question. And he's going to challenge which assumption that we built off of? The first assumption, that we're teaching the whole psukim, the psukim a certain way, that nefesh tachas nefesh, we're talking about matzah sheba misa. Who says that that's what's going on here at all? That's machokis, in fact. He says, hanichu rabbana. I understand everything you said is all well and good. If you go to rabbana, da'ami nefesh mamish. They would, nasata nefesh tachas nefesh means nefesh mamish. So then you have your raya you're going to work with based on musul davar chamor and so on. Elga Rebbe the Amar Mammon. Rebbe said Mammon. Rebbe said that Nefesh Tachas Nefesh means Mammon. Because what does Rebbe hold? Niskam Gagazavarga says, what is his partner? So Michael Meimer. Rashi says, Hanbichu Rabbanon de Amri Bisanet Peko Nisrafin. You have the Gemara there, 9 tests in front of you. Niskam Gagazavarga says, Chayiv. Vahayiv Nasata Nefesh Mamish Kama. So then Islam Lamedak. Then we can be medayik the uk mikra b'shehisrubo. So then we're going to have to figure out that the pasuk obviously is discussing hasra, because otherwise they wouldn't be getting misa. So obviously there was hasra for misa. Ulemelaf, and then we'd be able to learn out afagav the ikah hasra ye anesh mamon kishen sham misa. Even though it was hasra because it counted for the malchus. So there'll be no onish mamon, even though there was no misa, but there was hasra for the malchus. El Rebbe da Amar Hasam Niskav Nargezev Argezev Eino Nerag. Rebbe says in a case like that he's not going to get killed. El Misham Dmei Ha'ishel Yorsha. You pay the value of the woman to their yorsha. Im Kain Efshu, says Rashi. So then why is it not a raya? So Rashi explains Im Kain Efshu Uk Mikra Mishlo Hisavu. So then we have no reason to assume we're talking about Hasra in the Pasuk, because we're not talking about Onish Misa anyway. So it could be without Hasra. Mishim Hachi, and that's the reason why. Ki Ein Asar Misham Dmei Vlados. That's why when there was no death, no casualty, you paid Dmei Vlados. V'chi Yesh Asar Misham Dmei Isha. And when there is Asar, you pay for her. Avu Asru Bey, but in the case where it will be Asru Bey, Ein Malach, Loka Ben Misham, maybe by Chovo as well, Loka Ben Misharim. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked an interesting question. He doesn't understand Rashi. How does Rashi learn up the kasha that according to Rebbe there's no raya? Why is there no raya? So Rashi says because now according to Rebbe that nefesh tachas nefesh means what? It means mamon. So then the pasuk could be discussing a case of lo astrube. So you lost your raya. You're assuming that it was asked for because you assumed that nefesh tachas nefesh means misa. So there was asra for misa, obviously. You wouldn't get killed otherwise. And now if it's asra for misa, it's asra for malchus. But if we're talking about mammon, then it's talking really, we're talking about lo asra. And therefore you've lost your raya. So Rabbi Akiva Eger, why do you have to say that? Why do you have to say that it's talking lo asra? Let it be discussing case of asra. But what's the point? It's not going to work as asra for malchus. It could be the same thing as Lo Asrube, because the same way Rebbe holds Niskavin Lar Gezeh, Bar Gezeh is Pater for Misa, so Niskavin Lachbol Bezeh, the Chaval Bezeh, will be Pater from Malchus. And therefore, you won't have Asra from Malchus. It won't work. And therefore, it's the same thing. So therefore, you're going to have to get Mammon, because there's no Asra from Malchus. So why do you have to say, why Rashi have to say, bend over backwards to say, according to Rebbe, so then the Pasuk could be a case of Lo Asru Bey because there's no Misa anyway. It could be Asru Bey for Malchus, but it won't count for the other one. Who's Niskavin Aragazev, Aragazev. He doesn't answer it. It's a pella, this kasha, no? Why is it, why, what's bothering, what should bother you? Rekibeger, short Rekibeger. Dahala Rebbe, the Maibin Skamer Gezeb, and then Apa Astrube, Havali Kalo Astri, Dal Chavola Shoze, Leka Malkus, Davikin, Miskam Lachbo Zeb, Chaval Zeb. The Rashi calls up that Kusha, the Efshel Ukmi Krabalo, Esrube Utmiani. So I found Rav Achan raises the point of Rekibeger. He says, if you look in the Gemara, the Anayin Tessin Sanhedrin, it's clear, Rav Shimon in the Mishnah, it's within the Shita of Rebbe, Miskam Gezeb, Rav Zeb, Potter. Because of a pasuk, va'arav lo v'kama lo, there's a drasha achi iskavin lo. That drasha is said by what? By misa. So the halacha is by misa, specifically by misa. There's no chiyav misa if niskavin for Reuven and he killed Shimon. But where does it say by chovel niskavin for Reuven and he got hasra and he ended up being chovel Shimon that he won't get malchus? According to Rebbe. Rebbe's only darshaning this by Misa. Kiv Eger assumes the same thing is true for Chavala, for Mach, and it's Kavin Lachbo, for Chaval in the second way. Maybe that's not so. Maybe by Chavala, Niskavin Lazeh, the Chaval Lazeh is Chayiv. And that's why Rashi says what he says. Rashi says it has to be without Hasra at all. It's an important Indian, I don't know. Kiv Eger raises a question and doesn't understand that. Just something else here as well. So what's the bottom line question of Rav Yaakov in Afikos? What's the question? That you get it. Yeah, very good pshat according to who? According to Rabbana. According to Rebbe, what's the question? Mehecha teisi chovu b'chaveiro. Rashi says, mehecha teisi chovu b'chaveiro afkesh yisrubo. Such a question? I have an answer. Mehecha teisi? You have no answer, Rav Yaakov? Mehecha teisi? You have no makar? Give me a makar. Ke inasimbo. Maskif law, maskif law, Rav Yaakov ben Apikos. What a question. Hanicha, good, so I salved you, I gave you another makkah for the Rabbanan. And according to Rebbe, he has Kenyan Asimba. What's so terrible? What's so terrible? So I gave you another makom for the Rabbanan. I'm working with the Rabbanan. According to Rabbi, you have the other drasha. Says the Shita, you'll see what I told you before. Miyushev Heitev. Why? How did the Shita set up the sugya? When Rav Shisha said it in the beginning, it wasn't just Stam saying, by the way, I can give you another marker. He was forced into it. Because he was pinned to Rav Elazar. Rav Elazar said that we throw out Yad B'Yad. We're not working with Yad B'Yad anymore. And now if you not have Yad B'Yad for Eden Zomim, then you have no way to dash in Keinasim. We've lost the marker of Chovel. So he needed to come out to a new marker for Chovel. Because he's lost the marker of Yad B'Yad, and Chovel was only built off of that, the Keni Nassim, but we had the beginning of Shir. So now, if Yaakov B'Yad B'Kodesh is saying, but you're not going to gain anything, because according to Rebbe, you don't have your drasha that you've suggested, because Rebbe says that Nefesh, Tachas Nefesh, means Mamu. So your whole case is built off of the Rabbanan, that it means Misa, and then it must have been Hasra, and obviously there was Hasra for Malkus too, and yet you would have Mamon if there was no Asom. That was the whole point. But that was assuming like the Rabbanan. And why do you need to give a new marker anyway, Keni Nasim? Well, because you're assuming like Rav Elazar that we don't have the drasha of Yad B'Yad. No, so according to Rebbe, if you don't work with Yad B'Yad, if you don't have the drasha of Yad B'Yad according to Rebbe, so then you're stuck. You're still stuck. That's what the Shita says. He connects it to the early Shita. Okay, good. Should we do part two? Maybe leave it for tomorrow. We can leave it. It's more a lot of the same cheshbin. But what's interesting, okay, you'll see it if you didn't already. You know, I want you to think about it. I gave you a Meiri to look at, and I there's also a Rashi. I mean, we'll see the whole Tosis about Golos, but just something I want to bring out when we see the next part of the Gemara. Take a look at the Rashi later on Daf. Lamed Zayin Amid Beis on the top of the Yamud. Lo Sikhu Chofer Lanus, fourth line from the top in the Rashi there. You'll see what I'm referring to, and that with the Meiri together, you'll see what I mean. Is Golus an Onesh of Beis Din, or is Golus a personal kapara for the person? I think you can medayik something in this Gemara. It says Chof Shinoso to see if he's Chayim Golus. I want to just talk a little bit about that, but then I want to get to the Tosfos. So we'll finish the Gemara for tomorrow, and we'll go through the carefully, more carefully. Okay, good.